This is your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio, 14 after 9. Let's get some racing news on air. As I mentioned, Dan Beasley not riding today. A horse reared over the top of him at the Hawkesbury Trials on Monday. He rode yesterday, but he's going this morning for a scan of his chest area. He's hoping it's nothing serious. We'll get some news on Danny Beasley later on in the day. That's the reason why he's not riding. Let's go to Gabby Engelbrecht. Still getting over that. No luck at all with Kenny Essent there on the weekend. Gabby, I hope... you wanted to run there, didn't you?
Oh, I desperately wanted to run. You know, I would have loved to have seen what he could have done if he had got out, but that's racing, unfortunately, and you got to take the good with the bad.
So. Exactly. I think you learnt a little bit on Saturday. I know that you probably wanted to learn a little bit more, but I think that you would have got explanations from Cathy that the horse was travelling at the time when that run did shut down.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the thing with him is he just lets down so fast, almost a little bit surprisingly fast. And as soon as he accelerated, that run just closed up. And, you know, the winner shifted out on top of us and we were in a little bit of trouble there for a few strides. So, you know, as disappointing as what it was, you know, it was his second start in a race and he will take a lot of learning out of that experience. And, you know, it might man him up a little bit going forward. So, you know, as disappointing as what it was, you know, it's good to learn these things along the way before you hit Group 1 level anyway.
Exactly. Now you got to learn, and the horse learns as well when they get to tight runs and things like that.
Yeah.
So how did he come through it?
Look, he's come out through it really well. I mean, he's as I've mentioned to you before, he's a very immature horse physically. You know, when I do eventually turn him out in the spring, I expect him to really thrive and put on quite a bit of weight. He only lost 4 kilos in the run, which, you know, I thought was quite positive given his immaturity and given that he did find the whole day a little bit overwhelming in that regard. But you know, we put a saddle on him yesterday and took him for a little canter, and he was bright as a button. You know, he's really loving being in work. I think he really loves being a racehorse, which is good.
No, that's what you want him to be. So you wanted to give yourself, I guess, a few days. Is the decision being made that you sort of go on?
Yeah, look, I mean, at any time if I think he's starting to train off, then I'm not going to push on. You know, his welfare and his future is the most important thing, you know, the whole way through. So at the moment, he's thriving and he looks to have come through the race really well. So we'll push on for the Ming Dynasty. He'll do a little bit of fast work on the weekend and we'll see how he comes through that and how he works. And, you know, we'll monitor him day by day. But, you know, it's all looking very positive at this stage.
So that'll be a rise of 100 metres, won't it, from the 13 to the 1400?
Yeah, and look, I've always thought that he would eventually be a really nice miler plus. So I don't think that the extra distance is going to be to his detriment in any way. I think he'll really appreciate it, actually. So, you know, fitness-wise, he'll take some improvement out of the weekend as well, and I don't think the 1400 will be any issue for him.
Yeah. Well, as you say, they've got to learn their racing, and the one thing is, when you're around horses, Gab, you know when they're showing one side or the other, that they've had enough or they're happy to go on.
Oh, that's right. And he's a very genuine horse. Like, you know, if there was something wrong with him, he'd certainly show it pretty quickly. You know, on a normal day, he's a good doer. He eats well. He's pretty happy. You know, if he starts looking a bit sour and goes off his feed, I know straight away that means that he's had enough for the prep. So, you know, it's playing a fine line between, we don't want to push him too hard this preparation because he does have an extremely bright future ahead of him. But, you know, these three-year-old races only come around every so often. Yeah. So, you know, while he's going well, we want to make the most of them at the same time.
Understand. All right, we'll cross the fingers that the Ming Dynasty goes on. We'll stay in contact with you, Gab. Thanks for your time this morning.
No problem at all. Thank
Good
you.
Good on you. Gab Engelbrecht with Kenny Essent there. No luck at all on the weekend. We're coming back to racing in Melbourne on Saturday at Caulfield as the four-year-old colt Rich Enough, and Kenny Keys joins us from Cranbourne. Morning to you, Ken.
G'day, Andrew.
You just want it to be tomorrow, I guess, mate, or even today. You've done a lot of build-up with this horse to get him there on the weekend.
Yeah, it's sort of been a big process, a long process, and now it's sort of getting close to being Well, he'll get there now, whether he's good enough or not.
How do you think he's going, Ken, given the two trials and the work he's done at home?
Terrific, actually. It's I think he's going fabulous. It's more just he's now going to play against the open lads, and that'll be our, you know, proven ground. I mean, he's done it up until now against the three-year-olds. He's got to do it against the others.
That's the key, isn't it? I talk about it regularly at this time. Sort of the three-year-olds have got to take that step sometime against more experienced horses now.
Look, I expect he will be able to. He's grown, he's got stronger, he's got bigger. All the things that you want to see in a horse from one year to the next. But you've still got that wait and see.
Yeah, understand. Were you happy with the trial last week? He's sort of, I know you've galloped a little bit this morning, but that trial last week, given the track conditions, did he do enough to say to you, I'm ready to go now?
We thought so, and Damien was very happy with him. The idea of the trial was, just see if he'd relax a bit, and he did. He wasn't there for a strong trial or a hard trial. He did more than enough and sort of did it in a manner that, yeah, pretty pleased is really. It wasn't about speed. It was just about that he would relax and take a bit of that freshness off him, which he had raced a bit aggressively that first trial, which we expected. We come away real happy.
All right. He's got to carry in the Heath on the weekend over 1,100. He's got to carry 58 up against the likes of Flamberge at 59. You've got Bounding, Fast and Rocking. You're meeting some pretty attractive horses first up.
Yeah, it doesn't sound that easy, does it?
No.
No, you're right. But look, his rating puts him in that weight range, and the race he's won, we just got to accept that's what he's got to carry.
Understand.
He's big and strong, so hopefully he can carry it.
And Dwayne Dunn with Damien Oliver out suspended, Dwayne Dunn gets the ride, and he knows the horse a little bit as well. That's an added plus for you.
Yeah, well, Dwayne was part of him in the early, before he started racing, and rode him in his first race start, which was terrific. Obviously, Dwayne's getting to the Hawke stable sort of doesn't make him available all the time, so this will be, I assume, a one-off for Dwayne, and then Damien will be back on.
Yep, understand. All right, we'll get to the Saturday, Ken. Good luck. I hope he can come back and run well for you.
Thanks, Andrew. Cheers.
Thanks, mate. Ken Keyes, the trainer of Rich Enough, who returns at Caulfield on the weekend. Some disappointing news this morning out of the Brisbane stables of Liam Birchley. Blueberry Hill, who won the Group 2 Champagne and ran second behind Look to the Stars in the Sires, has injured a hamstring on the weekend in a track gallop. Is now out of the Golden Rose. The possibility was certainly there for that race. They're still hoping to make it to Melbourne for the spring, but Blueberry Hill injuring a hamstring and is out of the Golden Rose. Toby Edmonds, while we're on Queensland, is joining us. Morning to you, Toby.
Andrew, how you going?
Very well. You told me earlier in the morning that Sagarone has arrived in Melbourne this morning.
Yes, she flew down last night and got here about 4 a.m., so she had a pretty quick trip.
Quick trip. How's she done?
She looks fine. She's a bit off the plane, and she's tucking into her feed, so she's happy.
That's the main thing, I guess. This is the first major trip away.
Yeah, but it'll do the world of good, to be truthful. She's you find travelling these horses does mature them pretty quick.
Yeah, understand. How do you see her then? Or first up for our listeners, where do you expect to run her first up down there?
She runs in the Atlantic Jewel on Saturday week, the 5th. That's 1,200 around Moonee Valley. Obviously, it's going to be a bit short, but we're going to kick off somewhere, so we just decided to head down that way.
Okay, so that's a new race at the Valley called the Atlantic Jewel over the 1,200. Are you keen on maybe going there early next week for a gallop?
Look, I think about it, but we'll just see how she does between here and there, and whether she needs a great deal of work. She's had a trial and a couple of sharp gallops, so she's pretty fit going into it anyway. But it'd probably be a good idea to give her a look at the track, yeah.
Who have you got to ride, mate, down there?
Craig Williams is riding her on at Moonee Valley.
Right.
And I actually met him this morning. I was quite happy to be on her too.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, well, look, if he's a video watcher, mate, if he knows how good she went in Brisbane, I think that a few jocks would have been keen to get on her.
Yeah, no, he's very professional, and he seems to have done his homework already, so that's good.
Yeah, good news. All right, so Sagarone's arrived in Melbourne, run Saturday week in the Atlantic Jewel over the 1200 at Moonee Valley, and then we'll wait and see where you head after that. You've got a couple of runners today back at Ipswich, Popper Bottle and Devil Miss. Can either of them run well?
Popper Bottle will run really well. She was first up for me in the show day maiden the other day, which was quite a rich maiden, and she ran third. Probably just needed the run at the 1350. She's come through that run really well and trained on, so she should run good. And Devil Miss is not far away. She's just starting to come into her own. She actually galloped in between races with Sagarone the other day, so her work was great. So we'd expect her to run well as well.
Okay, they're both there to run well in races 2 and 8 at Ipswich. All right, mate, we'll stay in contact with you and see how Sagarone settles into Melbourne, but she's there and she'll run Saturday week. Thanks for your time, mate.
Thank you. Bye.
Toby Edmonds joining us there. We'll go to Mark Hunter in a moment and get some tips for Sandown in Melbourne. Mongolian Khan, by the way, has arrived in Melbourne. It got there on Sunday morning for Murray Baker and Andrew Forsman. The horse has been cantering since arriving. They won't do a lot between now and the Maccabi Diva. The horse may not trial between now and that race in about 3 weeks. They were tossing up whether to have a jump out or not, but the horse is quite ready and doesn't need a lot. So Mongolian Khan has arrived in Melbourne to contest races there. Who knows, maybe onto the Melbourne Cup. David Pfeiffer is among many leading trainers that will have horse trials at Warwick Farm on Friday. Atmosphere will have its second trial on Friday over the 800 metres and then will run the following Saturday. It's set to run first up in the Concord, the Group 3 at Warwick Farm on Saturday week. So looking forward to many of these horses coming back to racing. The disappointing news this morning, though, is from Liam Birchley with his talented three-year-old Blueberry Hill injuring a hamstring on the weekend and won't contest the Golden Rose. Time to get Mark Hunter's thoughts now for the program at Sandown in Melbourne. And Mark, we're on a good track there.
Yeah, Andrew, good three rail back in the true. So a pleasant change for a midweeker at Sandown.
All right, what have you found as the good things?
I think the two best are race 3, number 10, and race 8, number 13. Firstly, race 3, number 10, Exclusive Lass, who's first up for Nigel Blackiston here. We haven't seen this mare since she was beaten less than...
Okay, sorry, Mark, we've just lost you. You there, mate?
I am, Andrew.
Okay, keep going now. I've got your back.
Yeah, sorry. Race 3, number 10, Exclusive Lass, the best. We haven't seen this mare since she was beaten less than 4 lengths by Wild Whale, Sabatini and Vezelay. That's outstanding form for a midweek fillies and mares race at Sandown. I think her recent jump out was terrific. She should park 4th or 5th. Most of these are average mares not going far, and I thought Exclusive Lass could win first up.
Okay, so that's race 3, number 10, Exclusive Lass.
Into the last race, 8, number 13, Music Royale, who come back from a spell in terrific form. Two starts ago, went back to last. The trip was just too short. And last time, threw wide, had to go back to last, was simply beaten by the barrier. It's absolutely cherry ripe now. It draws well. There's good pace up front. I think Michelle Payne can park 5th or 6th here from the good barrier. She just needs an ounce of luck getting clear from the 600-metre mark. And I thought Music Royale would win.
All right, so the two there for Sandown Lakeside, race 3, number 10, and race 8, number 13. Being a Wednesday, let's look at the quaddie. What about race 5 at 3.17?
I'll go 5, 2, 6, and 7 here. Look, I think this favourite's miles under the odds that can win, but it's miles under the odds. So number 5, Princess Hussey, who's had a few runs back, did a good job last start at Bendigo on soft ground, got well back. Lovely run through the field, but did win well. I can only be fitter. It's raced well on this track before, and the dry track's in its favour. To beat number 2, Her Story, it'll go forward. It'll get a lovely run. I think it's suspect at the end of the mile. I couldn't possibly take the short odds. 6, Spanish Love, was good enough first up. It's got a chance. And 7, Lon Rouge, this is your value runner. It's fitter for one run back. It's had a lovely trial since. It should go forward and find the front. On wet ground, you'd be confident. On dry ground, it's got a chance at good odds. 5, 2, 6 and 7.
5, 2, 6 and 7 in the first leg. What about the second leg, race 6?
Yeah, 8, 2, 6 and 4 here. Number 8, Stellar Collision. Looks a nice horse for mine. It made its debut at Swan Hill. Box seated, was always under control and was far too good for a horse called Ability. Now, we've seen that horse come out at Sale and beat a good field. A month between runs for Stellar Collision should be no worries. There's good pace in this race. Should park behind him. I think it's a horse going places to beat number two, Star Planet, who's got good form in good enough races, has had a lot of racing but does get a nice run. Six, Devil's Pinch, was okay winning on debut. The second horse won well yesterday. And fourth pick, number four, Bonorum, who's back in trip but hard and fit and should roll forward. Eight from two, six and four.
Ethiopia comes back to racing at big odds in race seven, but at least he's back racing today for Pat Carey. What are your fancies in race seven?
9, 13, 4 and 8 here. Number 9, Velox. This horse saw a fair bit of it overseas. Its form was good. It came over here, it trialled well. It went to Adelaide. It was no match for High Octane there, but High Octane's a good horse. And High Octane just led and dictated that day and gave the other horses no hope. I thought Velox still ran well. Loved its recent trial. Gets a nice run here, fifth or sixth inside. Got a terrific each-way chance to beat number 13, Minnesinger. It's obviously got the best form in the race. It's trialled recently. It couldn't keep up. It did have no blinkers, but it could not keep up. Lee Friedman's put the blinkers back on. Just not sure how it'll go today. Third pick, number four, Burning Front, who's a model of consistency. And fourth, number eight, Tiny's Legacy, who got a long way back last start and ran okay. 9, 13, 4 and 8.
And the last, obviously, your top fancy is the 13.
Yeah, I think these three dangers will go 13, 7, 6, 3, Music Royale to win. Second pick, number 7, Alacri, who's getting fitter with each run and getting back on top of the ground will suit it. 6, Clemo, just got too far back at Caulfield last start. It's got a chance. And 3, Monto, won a suspect race at Caulfield, showed big improvement to do that. A while between runs and back to 2,100 metres. It can win, but I think it's short enough odds. 13, 7, 6 and 3.
All right, legs of the quaddie and the best. Race 3, number 10 and race 8, number 13. Good on you, Mark. Good luck today.
Thanks, Andrew.
Mark Hunter on a good 3 on the lakeside at Sandown. Just a couple of minutes to have a chat with Gary Chalmers regarding the first TAB meeting at Tuncurry on Saturday. Gary, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew.
Gary, you've been at the club only a couple of years, mate, but a lot of hard work's gone in, obviously, to prepare for Saturday.
Yes, Andrew, look, you're right. I've only worked here as a volunteer for a couple of years, but I've been in touch with Gary for a long time before that with things and ideas and that sort of thing. But I'm surprised at the amount of work that the volunteers do here. Today, for instance, I'd say there'd probably be 20.
Working there today?
And everything from cleaning the tab to the office to loading beer in the cool room. We've got a painting, a water trough that we've installed in the tie-up stalls. We've got a carpenter down in the parade ring. And none of them get paid, mate, none of them.
Yeah, that's the key to country racing. And they tell me you bought or built a warm-up ring.
Yeah, look, between our tie-up stalls, it was very sand. Well, it's all sand here at Tuncurry. And the trainers didn't complain about it too much, but you could see that it was hard on them and the horses before and after the races, and it was a wasteland. So Gary McQuillan, who's a visionary as far as this racetrack's concerned, had an idea and he sketched it on the ground for me, and we changed things a little bit. He said, "Can you do that?" And I said, "Yeah, I think so." So away we went, and Drew Smith, the chief steward up this way, was here yesterday and he loved it, so, mate, it's terrific.
Yeah, a fantastic build-up. And you've got two meetings. This one, of course, your inaugural TAB meeting on Saturday, and then another one on September 12. And as Gary McQuillan was telling us yesterday, the vibe around town's really positive for the weekend.
It is. This is a racing town, Andrew. It appears to be. You know, we get 2,500 to 3,000 and sometimes more here at each race meeting. That's around about 10% of the population of the town.
Yeah.
Other clubs would kill for that.
Yeah, no, they would. No, look, it's just the fantastic build-up to it all, and I know there's free buses from all sorts of areas around, and the gates open at 11. Anthony Collins, our caller, will be doing all the racing calling on track and on Sky as well, and Sky Sports Radio. We're looking forward to seeing the vision from Tuncurry on Saturday. Gary,
yes,
we thank
mate.
You. For, yeah, thanks for your time, mate. Good luck, mate.
Any time, Andrew. Thank
well done to
much.
All the volunteers.
Thank you.
Gary Chalmers joining us there from the Tuncurry Racing Club, their inaugural TAB meeting on Saturday.